Scripture outreach inspires and instills within people the desire to fulfill their potential in life with a sense of dignity, belonging, and destiny. I want to say that again. Victory Outreach inspires and instills within people the desire to fulfill their potential in life with a sense of dignity, belonging, and destiny. We heard last week from Pastor James talking about dignity and value. If you don't see the value, you won't go through the process. If you don't go through the process, you'll never discover your true value. How many know you need to understand the value and what you're worth? Amen. Pastor Anthony said, our greatest sense of dignity lies in the sound that we make when our lives are surrendered to the hand and the heart of God. I want to look at three definitions here now of belonging. The first definition is, belonging is the term used when the individual becomes involved in something. It is a feeling of security where members may feel included, accepted, related, fit in, conformed, and subscribed, which enhance their well-being with a feeling of home. Number two, belonging is obtaining membership to a particular group or society that can bring feelings of inclusion and identity. Number three, belonging is a term used to describe how an individual feels a sense of satisfaction and happiness. It unites many people together as one. Now let's look at what the scriptures say. Amen. Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It's one of my favorite portions of scripture. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. Everyone there say amen. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Some versions say peculiar. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Is anybody to be called out of darkness in here today? Is anybody understand that they're called into his marvelous light here today? When I think about that scripture, I get excited. Because I know that I am chosen, that I am royal, that I am a special people. Tell your neighbor, you are chosen. I read that scripture, and what came to mind was really this really kind of funny analogy. It brought me back to when I was at school, not that long ago, a few months, a few years. And it brought me back to when I was at school. How many remember PE? What, remember PE back in the day? Is it still called PE? Physical education, teachers in the house? Wow, still called PE. Physical education, okay. But I remember when, you know, it come to sports time and, you know, the teacher would have two people that would pick the teams. You know, and you'd be stood there and be like, oh, I hope he picks me first. Hope she picks me first. The worst case scenario is that when you are last to be picked, how does that feel? I remember when I was in school, and I was like, not boasting or anything, but I'd always be one of the people that got picked first. Why did I get picked first? Because you know what? I was tall. I used to run fast. People think, you know, I want him on my football team. Because I kick the ball past somebody and just run past them. They'd never catch me. But it was one of those times where you'd be picked and you'd be standing there thinking, I don't want to be picked last. Pick me first. But what does it feel like for that child who got picked last? What does it, must it feel like for that child who always was at the end? He might have been a little bit slower. He might have had a little bit more weight on. Oh, come on, somebody. He might have been one of those people who felt a little bit, you know, his esteem was low, maybe. Maybe he didn't understand that, you know what? He can actually, or she can push through. But somebody always thought, no, I don't want him on my team. I don't want her on my team. I'm not going to win with them on my team. But when you look at this verse, God said, I've chosen you. Not looking at your ability. Not looking at how you talk. Not looking at how well you look. I've chosen you just the way you are. Sometimes we get to a place where we start putting ourselves down. It might be that young kid who's just like, I'm sick of this. I always get picked last. But think about yourself right here as a child of God and recognizing that you are special. You are chosen. You belong to the kingdom of God. Nobody can tell you any different. That's why this verse really jumps out to me. Because that means everybody is included. Nobody is missing. Some of the versions, some of our older Christians amongst us, you might look at this version and look at the word peculiar. I looked at the word peculiar in the dictionary and it said odd, strange. Now, why would Peter use us as Christians and call us peculiar, odd, strange? But we are set apart from the world. We are set apart. The world might think you're peculiar because of the way you look, the way you sound, and they'll put us in a box. But the Bible says that we are peculiar people, a special people. And it actually says, as Christians, we are people that belong to God. I looked at peculiar and I looked at the translation. It actually says peculiar are people that belong to God. That is powerful. Tell your neighbor you're peculiar. You're peculiar. Doesn't mean you're odd. Doesn't mean you are strange. It means that you are special people that belong to God and you are chosen. Amen. Now, again, my mind was running wild with imagination and ideas. Now, think about this sanctuary as a hospital. Don't think about all the chairs. Think about this sanctuary filled with hospital beds. Okay? And because it's going to be filled with hospital beds, we are the doctors and you are the nurses. What happens when people come in to this place where God has called them to this place and they might be broken? They might even be unbroken. They might be hurting. They might be messed up. They might be looking for hope. When you go to a hospital, imagine the doctor saying to you, well, your arm looks like it's falling off, but park up there for a little while. I'll see you later, or maybe tomorrow. How would you feel? You're going in and you're in pain. You want somebody to help you. You want someone to meet that need. So the hospital is where you go to have your needs met. Your physical body is in pain. So you're going to have that need met. This is how our church should look. When they come in, they should see us as doctors and nurses that are here to meet their needs. We might be sat here thinking, well, I know where I belong. I belong to Victory Outreach, and I love coming to this ministry, and I love serving God. And you feel a sense of belonging. And that's good, and that's fine. But what about those people that come in that don't belong to anything, that are messed up and don't have the hope that we have? Are they going to come into this spiritual hospital and be met by people that are saying, you know what, I don't mind how you look. I don't mind what you're coming in with. I don't even mind how you smell. I want to be part of meeting your needs and helping you reach your destiny. That's how important our church and this ministry is to God. Jesus chose 12 disciples. He didn't choose them based on their abilities. He didn't choose them based on how educated they were or how they spoke or how they looked. He needed 12 men to go and represent him and share the love of Jesus Christ to the world. That's how we should look to the world here as the church of God. All we're called to do is show the love of Jesus Christ to the world. That's why we're talking about belonging today. That's why we're talking about people that can come in and find hope, find safety, find security, find belonging. Because many of us came in the same way. We came in looking for something. The world couldn't actually give it to us. They tried drugs, they tried the alcohol, they tried all the crazy things in the world and not got any further, got more messed up. What do we look like in here today when that person is looking for hope, looking for a future, looking for destiny, looking for belonging? That's why when you look at the 12 disciples, you look at the plan that God had for them. It was very key that they understood what the calling was on their life. That's why I love the scriptures. You know, when you talk about Peter and John, they were uneducated. There's nothing wrong with being educated. Come on, somebody. There's nothing wrong with having degrees and all that kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But are we people today that understand that we are carrying the love of Jesus Christ? That is our port of call here this morning. And that's why we must understand how God feels. How must God feel? Because I hear of times, I've been around churches and Christianity for many, many years of my life. And I hear the awful testimonies, experiences of people that come in to congregations and don't have a sense of belonging. I spoke to somebody very recently that came into a congregation and she was there for nearly a year and nobody actually spoke to her. How could that possibly be? How do people get to a stage where they're in a church and they don't fit in? They don't belong. Somebody's not meeting their needs. I know that's not Victory Outreach. I know that's not Victory Outreach. Is this mic on? I know that's not Victory Outreach. Amen. So people need to come in here and know how God must feel. Because you know what? Nobody comes through those doors by accident. We are not here by accident. God purposed us to be here. And there's many more people that are purposed to not just be here, but to be in many churches around the city of Manchester and beyond. But are we Christians that represent Christ? Show the love of God. Give them a sense of belonging. That's what Jesus is calling us to do here this morning. Can somebody say amen? I came into this church 2009, and okay, I was a Christian. You know, I wasn't coming from any kind of drug background or any kind of, you know, gang violent background, but I knew that when I came to Victory Outreach, that my life was going to change. Because many times you can get to a place in your life where you're just going through the mundane, you're just plateauing. Like Pastor Paul says, your life is like, duh. There's nothing happening. It's just a line. Duh. There's no ups, there's no downs. You're just plateauing along. But when I came here back in 2009, I recognized the calling of God on my life. I recognized that I was going to go higher in God. But you know what? It's okay thinking that. But when I arrived, am I going to feel a sense of belonging? Are people going to accept me? Are people going to judge me? Are people going to look at me and say, well, I'm not too sure about him. I'm not too sure. Are you judged? Are people talking about you like you're not going to make it? People have to understand that when they come into an environment like this, that they're not being judged. They want to come in and find safety and hope. God has purposed them to be here at this time. Our roles are so vital. going back to that whole doctor and nurse analogy, you go to that hospital, you pray that the doctors can help you. You're in pain, you're suffering, you're hurting, you're bound. You're like, you know what, I need someone to help me. And in that hospital environment, you want someone to come along and help you. That's what our church needs to look like. People need to walk in here with a sense of belonging. Because I wasn't perfect and I'm still nowhere near perfect. I came from a life where I was just doing random things. I didn't know what it meant to be servant, to be a servant of Christ, believe it or not. I was a Christian. I didn't know what it means to be a servant, to serve, to do whatever it takes, to see a need and meet a need. Nobody really showed me. Nobody had really counseled me in that area. What it means to honor. We talk about appreciating our pastors. I didn't understand what it means to honor. To give honor where honor is due. But I could have been condemned for those things. I could have been, oh, you sit at the back because you're not quite ready with it yet. So you sit at the back. But I'm so glad that I was received at Victory Outreach. Can somebody say amen? Will you receive that Victory Outreach? Have you come in and felt a sense of belonging? That's what we should feel when we come in. That's how important that mission statement is. Because when you travel anywhere in the world, you hear it say all the time. When you go anywhere in the world and you visit a Victory Outreach church, there is a sense of belonging. That's our mission statement. It's not just there because it sounds good. We actually live our mission statement. Victory House instills in us a sense of dignity and belonging, inspiration. Do you know what? I'm so glad that I'm here at this stage in Victory House because, you know, before I came in, sorry to labor this point, but when I came in, I didn't know I would be anywhere near, even stood behind this pulpit. That was not on my agenda. But how many know God knows the end from the beginning? Once he started something in you, he's faithful to complete it. Can somebody say amen? That's the value of what we believe as Christians. And that's why I love the Victory Outreach ministry statement. I love what it means. I kept reading it over and over again, and things were coming clearer and clearer. Just the idea of having potential. What is your potential? What does God say about you? Sometimes we can feel a little bit down. We can feel a little bit like, you know, not included. But God values you and me. God has a plan for every single one of us. Never feel like you are less than anybody else. We're all moving forward together. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, verse 4? And it reads in the New King James Version. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I love the Amplified Version of this verse. Little children, you are of God. You belong to him. And have already defeated and overcome them. That's the enemy. That's the agents of the enemy. That's the devil. You have already come the Antichrist. Because he who lives in you is greater and mightier than he who is in the world. When you understand who is inside of you. When you understand how much greater is he that's inside of you than he that is in the world. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. Nothing can stop the plan that God has for your life. But you read that scripture and you understand that he lives inside of us. He's mightier than what the enemy can try and throw against us. The same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives inside of us. Can we declare that this morning? The same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives inside of you and lives inside of me. So it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to throw at you. It doesn't matter what the enemy says about you. Understand that you belong to him and he belongs to you. It's like that jigsaw piece. I don't know if it's up there. Okay, it is. That jigsaw piece. You know, you see the picture on the box. You know, Pastor Paul's used this analogy a few times. You see the picture on the box and you think to yourself, where do I fit? How many people have done jigsaws before? The people that does the hard, you know, the hard ones with thousands of pieces. And you're there for months and for weeks and you're thinking, where does this piece fit? Oh, I'll do that later. And you kind of give up, you think, I'll come back to it. And when you were at school, you saw the jigsaws with like 10 pieces and all the pieces were big. And it had the green grass and you thought, that green grass, green, that goes with that. That's grass, that goes with that. You get a bit older and you try the pieces, the jigsaws with 1,000 pieces, and you have this piece that bugs you. You're like, where does this piece fit? It's like that piece is like, where does it fit? And you battle for a while, and you battle for a while, and you're like, I'll come back to that another day. It's doing my head in. I'm confused. I'll leave it. But look at yourself as that jigsaw piece. Look at yourself as belonging. Just like it says on there. And you're thinking, I've got this jigsaw piece. It's got belonging on it. Where do I fit? Where do I belong in the grand scheme of things? God is doing great things in this city. He's doing great things in this church. The piece or the part that I play, where do I fit in all of that? Going back to 1 Peter 2:9, it says, you are chosen. So straight away, you already belong. He's chosen you and he's chosen me. So you already have a part to play. Then he goes and says, you are a special people. You are peculiar. I've chosen you. I've purposed you. You are a holy nation. So when you put all this together and you realize, wow, I do fit somewhere. That jigsaw piece, that picture in the box, I do fit in there somewhere. And we strive and say, God, what have you called me to? Where do I belong in the scheme of things? As you're building up your church, as the kingdom of God is growing, where do I fit in all of this? There's nothing worse than not having a sense of belonging. There's nothing worse than being almost isolated, on your own, set apart, roaming aimlessly around. Your head is down low. You don't know where you belong or where you fit. It's so discouraging. It's so disheartening when you think to yourself, you know what? I just want to belong to something. I want to be connected to someone. I want to feel a part of something. But as a church, we have to understand what God has already said about us. He's already called us. He's already chosen us. But we've always got to be thinking about the bigger picture. What does it look like out there in the world? When people are called and they come through those doors, how do we make them feel and give them a sense of belonging? Because I know for myself that I've been through those times where I've not felt like I belong to anything. You know, you're almost curled up in a ball. You're in your room and you're hiding yourself from the world. You pull the sheets over your head. You don't want to face the things of the world because it just feels negative. It just feels like no one cares. It just feels like, you know what? I'm just going to do my own thing. But God doesn't say that about anybody. He died and rose that we would all have life and live life to the full, live life abundantly. Nobody should miss out on this great gift of life. You might even be here today thinking, I'm not sure where I belong in all of this. You might be thinking, well, I've come from this, I've come from that. Where do I fit in all of this? But I want to encourage you today that God has chosen you. You're not here by accident. It's not a coincidence that you are here today. He has called you and chosen you. You are a special people. And I want us to realize today that, you know what? There's so much more that God has for our lives. There's so much more that he wants to do in our lives to give us that sense of belonging, to give us that sense of dignity. Because many times we try to see the end before the beginning. God can only, he's the only one that can see the end before the beginning. But many of us try to race to the destiny part. You see the mission statement, dignity, belonging and destiny. Many of us try to get to the destiny without belonging. You've got to belong first before you become. You know, you got to train. You know, Usain Bolt. He sees the ending and it's great. But there's a whole season of events that happen before we can see the ending. He's got to go through a process, like Pastor James said last week about value. He's got to go through a process before he gets to the end. There's got to be training. He's got to eat properly. He's got to go through some stuff. He might even see the finish line. But do you know what? He's got to realize, I've got to do all this first. I've got to eat well. I've got to train. I can't go out partying and clubbing, even though I heard that he does. But anyway, let's not go there. But do you know what? It's important that we understand that there's a process that you have to go through. It's great knowing that there's a destiny, because that's important to know there's a destiny. But do you know what? You've got to have a sense of belonging first, a sense of value, a sense of dignity first, a sense of hope first, before you get to the end. Look at the people that have gone before us in this ministry. You see Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie that have gone before us in this ministry nearly 50 years. 50 years, and look where we are today. But what do they have to go through first to get to where we are today? A lot of sacrifice. A lot of pain, a lot of struggle. Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky, men that have gone before us, that lead us and direct us. But they had to go through the process to get to where they are today. And there's still so much more. That's the same for you and the same for me. Understanding what you're worth. What is the value on your life? Do you really know who you are in Christ? That's what I really want to encourage us today. Do you know who you are in Christ today? Do you know what you're worth? What's the value on your life? Because God loves you and I so much that he sent his only son to die for us. That's why we can look today and think, wow, I'm so excited that I'm chosen. I'm so excited that he has a plan for my life. I'm so excited that I belong to the body of Christ. I belong to him. How many know that he chose us? We didn't choose him. He chose us. That must give you a sense of value, a sense of importance. That must give you a sense of, wow, I am special in God's sight. I do mean a lot to him. That's how we're going to survive in these last days, church. That's how we're going to survive when you understand what you're worth, your value. Understand that you belong. It's important that you understand that you belong. Do you know what the beautiful thing I love to say is that nobody's here to try and make it on their own. Look at church, you look at family, nobody here is just left to their own devices. We're here to support one another, to build each other up, to encourage one another. You're not here to try and make it on your own. So I encourage you, church, today to understand that you belong. Understand belonging. Understand what it means. Dignity and value. Belonging. Striving to do God's will. Because he has a will and a purpose for every single one of us. Don't feel that you have to be isolated or you have to try and make it on your own. We're going forward as a church, as a ministry, as the children of God. That's why John 1 verse 4 says, you are little children. Why does he say it like that? It kind of brings us back to earth, doesn't it, a little bit? We're not trying to, you know, be mightier than we are. You little children, I've called you and purposed you. I have a plan for you. Let us stand together, church. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Many times we look at the things that prevent us from belonging. Many times we look at the things that we think, I want to belong, but what stopped me from belonging? Sometimes fear comes over our lives and we can't engage. Sometimes we're complacent. We're fearful of stepping out. The enemy tries to bind us in a place and almost straitjacket us and we can't move forward. Complacency sets in. Lack of commitment. Sometimes there's something that stops us from belonging. Disobedience can stop us from belonging. Culture, tradition, these are the things that can stop us from belonging. They're like a barrier in our way at times. But we have to pray and come against those things that stop us from connecting with God. For sensing that belonging, like our mission statement says. Victorious inspires and instills a sense of dignity and destiny and belonging. These are key things in our mission. That's why we are here today. Because these are important values. Let us believe God today that we can become all that God's called us to be. Let us not miss out on what God says about us. He's called us fearful and beautiful and wonderfully made. So be encouraged here today, church, as we share, as we worship, as we minister. Be encouraged today, church. Be all that God has called you to be. He has a great plan for your life. His word tells you he's faithful to complete what he started in you and in me. Just thinking about that statement alone gives you hope, gives you a future, gives you destiny, gives you belonging. Knowing that God is faithful to complete what he started in you and me. How exciting is that? How wonderful is that? How beautiful is that? Knowing God is not looking at how we look, at how we feel, and you know what our backgrounds look like. He started something in every single one of us. That means he will do greater things than we can ask or think or even imagine. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord here this morning.